It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence giving you high fives. Huge mahalos for the support. You can make a contribution now at hawaiipublicradio.org and let me say thank you with a meaningful chat, highlights from a 2016 conversation, an interview where we veered into one of my favorite topics, animals, with Ricky Lee Jones.
You know, in England, I was in the middle of a mass demonstration for the rhino. I don't hear about it as much in the States as I do in Europe, but the rhino and the elephant, when you realize that the whole animal is being killed for some ridiculous homemade potion so somebody can have a hard-on or whatever it is they think they're going to do, and they kill the animal and they take its fingernails or its tongue or its, you know, whatever, this kind of waste of a life in order to have an imaginary thing, that's partly what is so horrific. And there is something so ancient and innocent about a rhinoceros, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A great big guy with a great big horn just minding his own business. I have this same passion about sharks. Because sharks have lived in the world for 350 million years, and then we went out and annihilated massive amounts of them. I think about them in the water, you know, what do they know, and what are the highways they travel for millions and millions and millions of years? It's their planet, not ours. We're new. And we're so deadly. What they do is they cut off their fin and then let them drown, drop them back into the ocean. All this for shark fin soup. Shark fin soup is annihilating millions and millions of animals every year. I became a scuba diver because I needed to meet a shark because I was so afraid of them that I couldn't even float in the water. And I became certified so I could go down and see that this is an animal, and here's where it lives, and here's how it fishes. And I'll just end by telling you, two or three years on my 59th birthday, I went scuba diving in Florida, and I met a shark about as big as me. He was right there, just maybe 10 feet away, and he came over really close, really slow. He did like a horseshoe around us. And as he went around me, he looked at me and I looked at him and he had a green eye like me. And I thought, oh my God, all of our lives we've been coming to this moment, you and me, shark, where we would look at each other here under the ocean. And he turned around and came back and looked once more and he swam away. It was the profound moment that I wanted. And I got just a little scared because I thought, am I imagining this stuff and I'm looking in your eye and I shouldn't be looking in your eye or what? But it was a really fantastic moment. And we can have these with, maybe even better, easier, we can have these with all kind of intraspecies events where we connect with things that supposedly we're not supposed to connect with. But I understand exactly how you feel.
With Ricky Lee Jones and you, who I'm so grateful for here at HPR, I'm Dave Lawrence.